New Orleans police have identified the man accused of fatally shooting a Walmart employee and wounding another person. Police say 21-year-old Kentrell Baham was arrested Monday and charged with second-degree murder. They say an unidentified officer immediately apprehended the shooter, an action which may have saved many other lives in the store, crowded with shoppers early Monday evening. A male was found with a fatal gunshot wound to the chest, and a female victim was shot in the foot but is in stable condition. Investigators say they have not yet determined a motive for the shooting. Louisiana's population declined by nearly 11,000 residents from 2018 to 2019, according to U.S. Census Bureau estimates. 26,000 people moved out of Louisiana to another state last year, the sixth highest number in the nation, despite Louisiana's relatively small total population. Texas was the biggest recipient of Louisiana's expats and led the nation in total population growth at 367,000 new residents. There are concerns Louisiana could see a second peak in the flu season sometime in late January, early February, because of a new strain of flu beginning to pick up steam in Louisiana. Flu A is more adaptive and mutates more frequently than flu B, but science aside, Office of Public Health Assistant Secretary Dr. Alex Bilyeu says the most important thing is...
For the average person, what we need to be most concerned about is it can make me just as sick, and if I had flu B earlier in the season, I can still get flu A at this point in the season.
A witness says a plane that crashed in South Louisiana had leveled out its wings before it hit trees and transmission lines and crashed in a fiery heap. A preliminary investigation issued today by federal investigators did not give a cause for the December 28th plane crash that killed five people on their way to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board have repeatedly said it will take about a year for that determination to be made, but the report did shed new light on some aspects of the crash, including what witnesses told investigators. There is some confusion as to whether or not retailers can sell tobacco products to 18-year-olds in Louisiana after a federal law raised the age to 21. Louisiana ATC Commissioner Juana Lombard says it's legal under state law, but you could be busted by the feds for doing so, and she hopes we can get more clarity from the FDA so retailers know their rights.
Right now, all the states seem to be in a state of confusion. Some states are standing by their state law. Some states are adopting the federal law. I think a lot probably has to do with the way that their state statutes are written.
The lack of FDA guidance also leaves questions about potential exemptions for military members or others unclear.